Well, very regularly throughout the year, we like to check in on our men sheds, make sure they're keeping themselves busy and out of trouble and finding out what they're up to. And to join us this morning for a whip around with our local men sheds from the Mount Gambier men shed, Peter Hennis. Hello, and great to have you back in the studio.
Yeah, good morning, Selena, and good morning, listeners.
Have you been keeping yourself well?
I have been keeping reasonably well, yeah.
Good to see. So we're going to do a rip around and see what everyone's been up to. And we always love to start with your local shed, and that's Mount Gambier. Now, a CNC machine has apparently been quite popular. You're going to have to explain to me what that is.
A CNC machine is very similar to an engraver.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people get their badges and trophies and everything done. It's the latest one that they can use for doing things like that.
Okay.
But it does also does laser work and all sorts of other things. So it was about a $5,000 machine that we had the assistance of the federal government with Tony Passon helping us out to get that. So
fantastic. Yeah. So by the looks of it, you've been putting that to some good use of late.
Yeah, we've got a couple of fellas there now that actually know how to go about using it properly. And we use it to, at this point in time, we're only using it for the shed. We're making labels and so forth to go onto our machine, things that we make up. And the timber park benches that we make, we're actually putting one of the slats in there, which are, what are they, about 75 by 35. And you put that in there and you actually etch the name of Mount Gambier Men's Shed on there. So that's proven to be very good. And it goes on the picnic tables. So we've also been still making the raised garden beds, although at the moment we're only making them out of the timber and the iron.
Mm.
However, we've been able to get onto a supply of plastic mud guards again. And if anybody knows where we can get a decent supply, then we'd be grateful. But hopefully shortly we'll be able to get on to doing some of them as well.
Brilliant. And it looks like you've also been making up some teepees.
Yeah, 141 up the road there are supplying the timber for one of the local primary schools to make up some teepees for the kids to be able to do whatever they do in them. And so we've been asked to do the job for them.
That's a lot of fun. Let's head down the coast to Port Mac. They're getting ready for a bit of a rush on kindling. That's always popular for them coming into this time of the year, I imagine.
Yeah, they're starting to bag up their kindling and get it ready for the winter rush. Although their supplier that they had is not... they've got to do it a different way from now on because they can't get all the timber that they had. But they're still keeping up with that. They're also revamping an eight-ball table up there, and eventually that will be sold with another eight-ball table sitting there ready to do after that.
Okay.
So they've got a local fella down there, Slottergraf, and his last name, Slottergraf, I should say. He assists the shed and helps them out.
Fantastic. We're going to head further up the coast to Kingston, and unfortunately we don't have good news coming out of Kingston.
No, we don't. The sad part about it is he's one of the stalwarts of the area. His name's Rodney Hancock. He's done a hell of a lot of work for different charities and so forth over there. He was my contact over there for the Kingston Men's Shed. Until about halfway through last year, he had a bit of a health problem and put me on to somebody else. But I found out the other day that, unfortunately, he had passed away just prior to Christmas.
Right.
So he will be very well missed by a lot of people. And my condolences go to all over there at the moment.
Yeah, we understand he did a lot of volunteering.
Yeah.
So, our condolences to his friends and family. What is keeping the Kingston shed busy?
Yeah, on a brighter side, they've revamped some fly screens for the local Kingston nursing home. So they're all been tested and put in. And they've done some upgrades on board games that young kids use quite often, but they've got magnets in them.
Uh-huh.
And it's for the local kidney, but unfortunately you can't have magnets in there when it comes to kindy kids.
No.
Because they tend
Smaller
to think
them.
They're lollies. So
exactly.
You know, so they've taken that out and made it safe for them to use.
Brilliant. Let's go inland and into the Tatiara, the Keith Shed, and they've flowed a few of their projects from last year over into 2023.
Yeah, activities at the Keith Men Shed this year have flowed over from mid last year, sort of thing, and they're making the bird cages up for the district show up there, society for their new pavilion. This has led to an approach from the Victorian PNA Society, and they want to make more cages for theirs as well. So, and that's in February. And as a result, the metalwork area up there has been a little bit overtaken, and so if they want to do any work with that at the moment, they're being thrown outside. And this leaves a little bit of resentment here and there for some of the fellas, but as it turns out, they've had the Christmas elves have come to see them, so they've actually had a donation for roofing to has been received, and they're now putting up a lean-to on the side of the area, and not wanting to waste any time. That's all been levelled out by the members, and a bobcat come in and done that part of it, and also a big thank you to Steve Hines up there for a donation of the material in his time. And so they got that up and going. Then as soon as they got that done, Keith Sand and Metal up there have come in and put the base down for them, and won't be long and they'll have a new shed.
Fantastic. Now, also seeing that they are working on a lot of supplies of vintage items, and they're restoring an old motor. Tell us a bit more about this.
Yeah, they have an old motor up there. It's a Liston motor. And somebody came along to the shed and said, can anybody here restore it? And one bloke said, oh, yeah, we'll do that. And, of course, all of the other fellows said, oh, it's old and rusty and not a hope in the world of getting it to work. And about 2 weeks later, they went back there and he said, want to hear this motor going? He got it going. So it's all been cleaned up and handed back to the fella that the farmer that gave it to him in the end. And if anyone wants any details on this, it's a 1924 Liston motor. It weighs about 500 pound, which is 230 kilogram. Develops 450 revs per minute, which is 3 horsepower. And they'll have a photo of it on the Keith Men Shed Facebook page shortly.
All right, brilliant. It'd be worth checking out. I think it'd be quite a few rev heads and vintage motor lovers who might
be interested. Well, there's a lot of people around here that like these. It's a standalone motor type thing. It's not actually for a car or anything like that. Yeah.
I've got Peter Hennis in the studio this morning with me. Peter is from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. He is a regular visitor to our studio to let us know what our local men's sheds have been up to. Tintinara garden beds, these are bread and butter for the men's sheds, aren't they?
They seem to be for a lot of the men's sheds at the moment. And up there, they come in ebbs and flows up there. One minute they've got none and then they've got a heap up there. And but at the moment, they've got plenty to go keep them going. Last week they had a visit from a large drill company up in Adelaide, Carbotech, I think it's called, and they came down and did demonstrations on how to sharpen drills and tools and that type of thing, so very beneficial for them.
Mm. Now, Bordertown, they've been given a grant most recently. This is some great news. What are they going to use it for?
The Bordertown Shed have been given a $20,000 grant from the South Australian Government Department of Human Services, but it could be Human Resources. Mm-hmm. It's a shed funding that they have. And this is for works that have been earmarked for the shed, upgrades and so forth that have got to go on up there. And a couple of jobs that they've been doing at the moment are building a sign up there for the Shire, for the Virgo Park. This is to replace a broken one. And a couple of other jobs are the local kindy and the football club have asked them to for some new seating and things like that. So that's keeping them out of trouble. And lately they've had about half a dozen new members up there, which is always good to have in.
Absolutely. Great to hear. While we're talking about grants, Narracourt was also successful in getting one too.
Yes, it seems to be the thing at the moment. The South Australian government have been very beneficial to the sheds this year. And they've received a $26,000 grant, and this is to be used to build the shed that I've mentioned before, of the small engine and machinery shed and its components. It's similar to that Listening motor, that type of thing. So they're part of the men's shed movement up in Narracourt, and they're actually in another area and they want to bring them closer, so that's what that's for. They're also getting ready for the winter by bagging up kindling, but they've made a machine up to help them cut the timber up, so it makes it a little bit easier for them. And they're using pallets and things like that. Also making bird feeders, which they can't keep up with.
All right. So popular bird feeders, garden beds, kindling.
Might have to look into that one for our shed. Maybe we can start bird feeders as well.
Exactly. And Peter, our last South Australian shed before we look over the border, Panola, and let's keep it going because they got a grant too.
Another one that's got a grant, and this is, they didn't actually indicate how much their grant was, but they've got a grant to help towards the improvement of their shed, and that will be... they will be doing a job for the local Lions Club up there as well, and that's repairing the wishing well in the town Memorial Park, I think it's called, in the middle of the town there. They've got a wishing well in there that they're fixing up, and they're doing some stools for the Tarpena Hotel, and also some planter boxes for the local kindy up there.
Fantastic. As I said, we've got Peter Hennis in the studio this morning from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed, seeing what's keeping our men's sheds busy at the moment around the southeast, but also our sheds in Western Victoria, where we'll head off now. So, Coleraine, what's been keeping them out of trouble?
Coleraine are their luchin chairs that have been very popular. I've said that a few times, and so they've actually got another two that they're making for nil. And they've also making up a sign for the mechanic hall in town. It's a new sign that they've got to make up and put up there.
Haywood, and they had a bit of a special visitor lately, by the looks of things.
Yes, they had a men's shed cluster, which is where a lot of the sheds all get together. And Mount Gambier was one of those, but they had about six sheds that turned up there. And the president for the Victorian Men's Shed Association, Trevor Dobin, he came across from Oyen and gave him a little bit of a presentation and so forth and talked about what was going on. Over there, they're also they're doing a teardrop caravan. Now, that was mentioned last year, but the lady took it away, but couldn't get anything done anywhere else, so she's come back to see them again. And once again, that's on the menu to get fixed up. And they're doing miniature farm barns for children so that they can put all their animals in. So these, I believe, are sort of about, roughly about 12 inches square type thing. And so that helps, gives the kids something to play with. And other jobs include toy boxes, bookcases, spice racks and picture frames. So they're pretty busy over at Haywood.
By the sounds of it too. You mentioned the cluster event. Now, Castor and one of the sheds who went to that?
Yeah, the whole shed went over to Haywood for the cluster. And they are busy at the moment cleaning up their shed because they've received some new machinery. I have no idea what it is, but they've received new machinery, so they want somewhere to put it, so they've got to clean it up.
And our last shed, Peter, before we let you go, is Haywood, and you want to have a special birthday shout-out for someone at the Haywood shed.
Yeah, Haywood Men's Shed, I mean, they're a struggling shed. They are finally getting somewhere, but big happy birthday to Graham, who had a 80th birthday last week. And... they're finally, after 8 years, and he's been a big instigator of that, look like their shed might have an ending where they can actually get their own premises. So things are finally moving ahead and forward.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, so they're... and one other thing I've got to mention is I was in here in February and spoke to
Beck. Yeah.
And we talked about the 30 years for the Men Shed movement.
Yes.
That Men Shed movement was actually in February. So throughout the whole year, the Men Shed movement will have various functions throughout Australia where they will let people know what's going on. And if anybody is interested, contact their local Men Shed and join in.
Fantastic.
Because it's not just making things, it's having fun.
Absolutely. And we've talked a lot about the social aspect and the friendships that you make and those important social connections, as well as a chance to, as you say, keep yourself busy. And I know that our sheds are always happy to hear from new members. Peter, thanks so much for coming in. We'll have you back in later in the year to check in again.
Not a problem. Thanks, Selena. Goodbye, listeners.
That is Peter Hennis there from the Mount Gambier Men Shed. Your local Men Shed is a great point of contact if you would like to join them or hop on the Men's Shed Association website as well. There's a lot of details there. It's 28 minutes past 9 here on ABC Southeast.